My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Aqib Talib's going to join us in 20 minutes. He had this conversation with Kay Adams and Brandon Ayuk is where it started. But then it got layered. It got layered fast. Take a listen again to former NFL corner Aqib Talib.
Ayuk is emerging. I think he's probably my top three receivers right now. If you get him with a real quarterback, he can go crazy.
Brandon Ayuk is your top three receiver?
Man, I don't really go off the stats. I go off the player and his body control, his routes, his hands, his speed. He can easily be a top receiver in the league. If you put him on a team and you make him the focal guy, oh, he'll go crazy.
So the list of questions is immediately long. First of all, did you say that Brandon Ayuk is a current top three receiver in the NFL, or are you saying that he could be?
Both.
Second of all, did you say that Brock Purdy's not a real quarterback? Are you arguing that Brandon Ayuk is in the wrong system? Like, what are you getting at? I can't wait to have this conversation with Aqib, who was a phenomenal player, to see what he really thinks.
Well, he doesn't go off the numbers, which is a great way to go about assessing wide receivers, because if you do go off the numbers, then I don't know if you could put Brandon Ayuk in the top three, but the things he talks about in terms of Brandon Ayuk are all accurate. The hands, the route running, the toughness, the intangibles, they're all there. But once Kay Adams kind of questioned him about his top three assessment, he did backpedal a little bit, like a good corner.
Like a projection. He switched it to a projection.
Right, and if he had a real quarterback, and that's the thing about it that I want to ask Aqib about, you know, is it real quarterback? Is it real system? What does it really mean when we're assessing these players? Because the player can only be assessed inside the system.
Well, and I don't want Brandon Ayuk to quote-unquote go crazy. I don't want that. I don't know why anybody would want that. Like, maybe Brandon would want that, but I'd much rather, wouldn't you, if I'm Brandon Ayuk, give me 1,300 yards and a trip to the Super Bowl, not 1,800 yards and 8 and 9.
Well, if those things are mutually exclusive, then of course.
Well, but I mean, okay, like, let me give an example of what I'm talking about, and give me a second here to see if you know, I kind of pull this up. Like, this is a statistical thing that we're looking at with wide receivers. You know, everyone talks about targets and how Brandon Ayuk, he did the most with the least amount of targets. If you just look at targets, Brandon Ayuk this year was 36th in the league. 36th in targets, yet he was seventh in yards. So that's incredible efficiency. You know who, I mean, we mentioned it yesterday. Number one in targets was CeeDee Lamb. Do you know who number two is?
Yeah, Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams, who has an entire documentary dedicated to his frustration. I don't want my receiver to go crazy. I want my football team to be good. Devontae Adams gets all the targets and the yards, and he is literally on the sideline questioning his life on a game-by-game basis right now. I don't want that.
You want a good team, and you look at who's fourth on the list in targets, and it's Garrett Wilson. Great player, but he's on a team that didn't have a lot of other options, and so you get a lot of targets, and you have a team that's not very good. So to your point, if Brandon Ayuk wants to go quote-unquote crazy and have 1,600 yards and 14 touchdowns and it leads you to a 13-4 record and a number one seed, then go crazy. But for me, it's more about the team going crazy, and I think last year is a great blueprint for what they're trying to do. The amount of targets were spread evenly almost throughout the four, George and Debo and Christian and Brandon, and that's what I think Kyle Shanahan wants out of his offense.
Who
do you guard? You can't guard all of them, and so when you have four legit weapons and then you add in, you know, Ricky Pearsall and Juwan Jennings and whatever, you have an offense that's very difficult to stop.
I mean, right behind Devontae is Tyreek Hill. And you go, okay, that looks fun, right? I mean, he ended up with 1,800 yards. He was everybody's fantasy darling. The team was good. They weren't good enough. They couldn't beat a good team. They barely beat any good teams all year long. And so they were solid, but they're not threatening to actually win anything. And so I don't know. Like, I understand the desire to be involved. You know, TJ said it great yesterday. You get 12 targets in a game, you want 14. You get 18 targets, you want 20. Like, nobody leaves the line of scrimmage not wanting the ball. So I fully understand that. But sometimes I do question, like, what is it we're after? What are we after here? You know what I mean? Especially when you're a wide receiver. Like Brandon Ayuk, what are you after right now?
You're after money.
Okay.
Right now in July, you're after money.
But a lot of money is being offered to you. So the question is not, should Brandon Ayuk get paid? Brandon Ayuk is going to get paid. He's already being paid, but he's going to get really, really, really paid. But what are you after? Are you after $3 million more dollars per year to be a Panther or a Commander? Because your buddy is the quarterback? Like, cool. Like, I'm not criticizing. If that's what you want, that's what you want. I get told by professional athletes all the time that what they want to do is win. Absolutely, they want to do is win. If I'm a wide receiver and I do not have the ball ever at the start of a play, I have no control over my numbers. It's why so many of them are always frustrated, right? Like, even if a play is called for you, you don't know if it's coming your way. And then you could get open, you could do everything right, and you still don't get the ball.
Or maybe he throws it, and it's a bad throw.
Right.
And you still don't get the ball.
Or your team stinks, and the ball gets thrown behind you, and you get hit in really awful ways. Or you could score 30 points, and it's not enough because the other team scores 38. Like, all of these things are out there. So is that worth 29? To me, it's, is that worth $3 million more?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in didn't get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You want to trade, you go anywhere. They could send you anywhere. They could send you to Vegas, Brandon. Watch the doc.
Watch the doc.
Watch the doc. He's furious. The dinosaur party's the only good day he had all year.
Pretty much. Yep.
So, again, when I say you can be wrong and right at the same time, Brandon's right. He's right. He's right. He's right. It's unfair. It stinks. It's crappy that the train stopped at him. I get it. I really get it. But my goodness, I'm so concerned for him. Because what is it you really want? Does it have to be top dollar, even if that's at the expense of everything else that's good in your career? You have a good quarterback, good coach, good team, good surroundings, like good weather. You don't have, you're a receiver. You don't have to play in the snow. Like, what are we going for here?
We're going for max money. We're going for max respect.
Okay.
And maybe we're going for the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because if you're going to have these numbers, if you're going to get 75 catches, if you're going to be a guy who gets, you know, 105 targets is not nothing, but it's not among the elite. You mentioned it. He's not even top 30 in targets. So if you want to be one of the greatest to ever do it, you need to be in a system that's going to throw it more, throw it to you more, and give you more chances to rack up numbers and give you more chances to get more money. And by money, a lot of times that means respect. So everybody says, yeah, I want to be a part of a winning team and all that. And I do believe that Brandon wants to be a part of a winning team, but at some point, other things become factors that are as big, if not bigger, and it's money, and it's respect, it's numbers, it's legacy, all these other things.
Adam Thielen had 32 more targets last year than Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
How we doing?
Not great.
How we doing?
Brandon Ayuk was number two in the league in yards per target. The Niners had three guys in the top 11 in the league in yards per target. So it's a little bit of a double-edged sword because he's able to do more with less, but the offense makes it so you can do more with less.
Right.
Debo was 11th and Kittle was 4th in yards per target. So if you're Brandon Ayuk and you look at that, you think, maybe I don't need that many targets because I get more one-on-ones because I've got talent around me. I've got a great scheme. And so when I do get targeted, I have a better chance to get more yards.
I
catch the ball and I'm into space.
Like, look at
because
this.
The offense schemes it so that I don't have to like worry about as much double coverage.
All these receivers who got 25 to 35 more targets than Brandon who have 300 yards less, Thielen and Terry McLaurin and DeAndre Hopkins, they were all 1,000-yard receivers. They were all right around 1,000 yards.
Michael Pittman is another one.
Right. They're all 300 yards less than Brandon. They got way more targets. But think of that word, targets. Just because I threw it to you doesn't mean I put it in the right spot. It doesn't mean it's catchable. It doesn't mean it's not a hospital ball. Devontae Adams got tons of targets. He hated a lot of them.
Chris Olave, 138 targets.
They hurt like hell. I got to get out of here or else I'm putting my life on the line. That's the quote from Devontae Adams. So that's what I think about with Brandon. He's not wrong. It's not his fault, but good gracious. Like you see it in the NFL all the time. You like Odell Beckham's career. I want out this, that, the other. All right, you're out. How's it going? How many places
he's
do you
still
need?
Chasing it?
Jeez, like it's never good again. And it's never going to be. Baltimore, Cleveland, wherever the hell you end up. It's not.
He won a ring with the Rams.
With the Rams, he won one.
Great, he won a ring. And not as the number one.
He had a great postseason,
and he blew his leg out. And I'm not saying that was Stafford's fault, but by the way, Stafford's really good. So he lucked out there, but it doesn't always work that way. I don't know where Brandon wants to go. Like, even the teams that I hear that want Brandon, like, dude, you want to play for the Patriots?
Or Pittsburgh,
what?
Or the Commanders. Yeah, it's...
Do you know what Drake May targets? Or, Jacoby, bro, what are we doing? You want 30 more targets from Drake May? Or Jaden Daniels?
I don't think that he wants to leave. He just wants to be paid.
Yes.
And that's what we've heard from TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Right. I get it.
That's what we've heard from everyone. So it's not that you make a trade request because you want to leave. You make a trade request because that's the last card you have in your hand.
Yeah.
And it's a card that you have to play that you know when you play it is probably not that impactful. It's not a card that you play that is going to make anybody really tremble, or it's not going to make the Niners make any movement therein. You want to be a Niner, but you want to be paid. And that's just the way that is. You don't want to go be a Commander, I don't think. I mean, unless you want to go out there and be 6-11 and get 165 targets, and you and Terry McLaurin can, you know, be wide receiver one and wide receiver two, yeah, and you can battle with the Giants for third place in the division.
I'd let Brandon hear the interview that Terry McLaurin gave after the Commanders played the Niners last year.
Right.
McLaurin, like, he's like, boy, I wish I could play for a team like that. I couldn't believe he said it out loud. It's like, oh my God. You know, so anyway, I get it. It's money. Money, 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 money.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.